'tis the season indeed. Some hearts are warmed, some hearts are hard, and others hardened. And some hearts are sadly neglected and left outside in the cold. All are worthy of the warmth of kindness. The Foreign Border is our final tale of this season's special series of Holiday Haunts. It was taped live in New York City on November 25th, 2018.
As difficult as the holidays may be for some, when it comes to love, understanding, empathy, and yes, peace, we must do everything we can not to give up the ghost on hope. The following play, The Foreign Border, encourages us to maintain that search for grace, even when it seems to elude us the most. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. I see your sign.
Yes, I'm Mrs. Tope. This is my boarding house. What do you want?
There is room for rent?
Room? You want a room?
Yes.
I don't know. Where are you from?
Excuse me?
You heard me. That foreign accent of yours. Where are you from?
Oh, I am from Hungary.
And what do you do?
A little of this, a little of that.
You got money?
Excuse me?
You heard what I said. Money.
How much is room?
$2 a night. $3 if you want meals as well.
$2.
That's right. $2. Don't dawdle now. I got just one room left, fella.
Well, that could be...
Do you have it or not?
I do. But I can pay you tomorrow, no?
Good night.
Wait!
So you have the money or not?
Wait, please. Oh, 95 cents. Where is nickel? Here. Sorry, ma'am. My finger's cold. 12, 55. I have it. I have $2.
This is good for one night. You understand? Unless you have another $2 by noon tomorrow, you have to leave. Do you understand what I just said?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, come in, then, and close the door behind you. I'll show you to your room.
Oh, so good to be out of that cold.
Hey, look at him, blowing on his hands. Cold out there, eh?
Oh, yes, too cold.
Good to be out of the cold, eh, stranger?
Excuse me, Pa, I'm going to show our new boarder to his room.
New boarder? Well, at last, we have a few too many empties at this moment.
Empties? But you told me it was less room, no?
Be quiet, Pa. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it is Christmas Eve, after all, and not as many rumors coming in. Hey, you like our tree there?
It's very nice. Very nice.
I cut it down myself. You celebrate Christmas where you come from, right?
It's very nice tree. Very pretty.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, what do you celebrate?
The goodness of humanity.
Well, that's a good one. Hey, Alice, this one's late for supper, eh? They're all finishing up. What you gonna do?
He only paid the room in rate, Pa. Doesn't include meals.
Oh.
If there's food, nobody wants.
I'm sorry, no. Those people paid the full rate. It's only fair.
Yes. You are right.
We don't want to hear you asking for more firewood in the middle of the night either, you understand? Every room has its own small wood-burning stove and two pieces of wood, and that's it. You got it?
Yes.
And take notice, friend, this is an old house. You might hear all sorts of strange sounds, especially at night. Creaks and bumps and rattles. Yeah, well, but no, don't pay it no mind.
Oh, for the love of... You damn mutt shoe! Beat it! Go on! Get away from here! You've been feeding that damn dog, Pa.
No, not me.
Well, just let me find out that you or anyone else in this house is feeding that animal. Come now, sir, this way. Pa, why don't you make yourself useful and clear some of the dishes from the table?
Oh, well, why not? I was just about to take a gander at what everybody was up to anyhow. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Edward, Mr. Morton just wished you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone enjoyed my daughter's cooking, I take it.
Yeah, great.
It didn't feel like Christmas dinner.
Edward, where are your manners?
I miss Grandma. Christmas with Grandma. Grandma's dinners. I miss her so much.
Edward.
Oh, it's all right. I understand, Edward. I miss my genie, too. Nothing has been the same. Oh, especially Christmas. Here, let me take that for you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mrs. Hortense. You gents all finished?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
Hey, you finished reading that paper, Mr. Macquarie?
Here, Thompson, it's all yours. Nothing much worth reading there, I'm afraid.
Oh, is that so? Did you read the entire paper, Mr. Macquarie?
Not about as much as I could before I started to doze off.
Well, this editorial column I see here is of some import, I would say. Is the immigrant here to stay?
He better not be.
Ah, you read this piece too, eh, Eastings?
Well, I can't really read that much, Mr. Thompson.
Well, you don't need to be literate to understand the peril these foreigners are putting our good state in.
We have enough already. When's enough gonna be enough?
As a traveling salesman, I can tell you, I've been around. I've seen what the foreigner is doing to our nation, and it's only gonna get worse.
I'm also a traveling salesman, and I say they're no worse than the rest of us.
Look at what this fella wrote here. The melting pot hath runneth over into slums and ghettos filled with disease, crime, and a contempt for American values.
Ain't that the truth? I have to work with more and more of them down at the site. They bring the wages down, and most of them won't even bother to learn the language.
Pray that we'll all still be speaking English 10 years from now.
Oh, please, Thompson, you sound ridiculous.
Do I? Well, let's keep allowing these foreigners to come here unfettered and in unlimited quantities, and we'll see who's right.
It's already too late, friends. The English language has already been invaded by foreigners.
It has not.
What's that you see there in the middle of the table, Eastings?
The flowers?
Oh, you mean the bouquet? That there is a French word.
It is?
So is the word café, ballet, or lingerie.
Well, holy, that can't be. You mean lingerie is...
What's lingerie, Mother?
Gentlemen, please, if you don't mind.
Forgive me, Mrs. Hortense. I forget where I was and went too far in attempting to illustrate my point. A better example. Since we're on the eve of the holiday, that lovely Christmas tree in the parlor.
It's a nice tree. Just wish it was decorated or something.
Edward, please.
Well, I have to agree with you, son. I had to beg my daughter just to let me put that tree up at all.
The Christmas tree is also known as the Tannenbaum, a beautiful German word.
I will say, you have a very romantic point of view, Mr. Macquarie. I, on the other hand, am a realist.
I'm not a romantic person at all, Mr. Thompson. I'm just as much a pragmatist as you believe yourself to be.
Look at
that. Oh, looky here.
Hey, fella. Hey.
How on earth did that dog get in here?
Oh, here, boy.
Oh, actually, I think that their dog is a girl.
Here, come here. Good girl. Aw, she's so cold. Oh, Ma, isn't she beautiful?
She is very pretty.
You like that dog, eh, boy? I used to have a dog when I was a boy. Looked just like this one. My, those were the days. Yes, indeed. Oh, that's a good girl.
I sure wish I could have a dog. This dog.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. That just isn't possible.
I know. I just want to warm her up a bit.
She has a thick fur coat. She don't need your warming up, Sonny. Animals are made to live outside in the cold. This one is no different. Who let this dog into the house?
We've all been here in the dining room, except for that foreigner you brought upstairs.
There's a foreigner staying in this house?
Well, Mrs. Tulp, it seems that more than one animal has made its way into your boarding house.
The door was wide open. Wide open. Someone either forgot to close the door or they deliberately let that mutt in. Which was it? And who did it? I demand to know this instant.
I told you, Alice, no one has left this dining room since supper ended. It wasn't any of us.
Then that narrows it down. Where is your foreign boarder?
Ma'am, I just want to say, hello, nice doggy.
Mr. Geller, where did you get that plate of food?
It wasn't you? You left it at my door, I thought.
But it certainly wasn't me.
There was knock at door. I opened it up. Then I answered, no one is there, but I see this plate of food.
Pa, it was you who did that, wasn't it?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, well, how many times do I have to tell you? I've been here in this room the whole time since you saw me last. I haven't been in the darn parlor or the upstairs rooms, and I ain't been on the roof with Santa Claus, in case you're wondering about that, too.
Then who gave this man food? Someone in this room did, eh? Well, speak up.
You mean who dared to give this man something to eat on Christmas Eve?
It's obvious. The man didn't have the $2 for room and meals. That's what it costs, my good man. That's what the rest of us have to pay.
And you better believe I work my tail off to pay for my room and meals, fella.
$2, Mrs. Tope? You told me $3 for food and bed. $2 for room only.
Alice, is that true?
Oh, he's lucky I took him in at all.
Thank you for the food to whoever gave it to me. But now, I am not hungry.
You're lucky to have a bed at any price, foreigner.
So this poor dog has to go back out into the cold?
It's not our house to say so, Edward.
I'm afraid that's all there is to...
Hey, you hear that?
Well, how could that be? The front door was locked. I locked it myself, bolted it shut.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure. Only you and I have the keys.
Let's examine the door. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a break-in. As it stands, we have one lowly foreigner here. Wouldn't be surprised if he had several of his companions in the vicinity up to no good.
I've got my hunting knife.
Put that away, Eastings.
I'm afraid, Ma.
It'll be all right, Edward.
Well, no use standing around here while all the heat is escaping.
We'll come with you, Mrs. Tulp. Hey, come on, fellas.
If I find out one of you is messing around...
Oh!
What? Oh. Oh, the wind just blew that door open.
I don't believe the wind can lock and bolt a door like that now, can it?
I suppose not.
There's an easy enough explanation, I'm sure.
I'm sure there is, Mr. Thompson. I'd love to hear what yours might be.
I just need to examine the door.
Be careful, Mr. Thompson. I wouldn't go near it.
Nonsense.
Leave that be for now, Mr. Thompson. The door is the least of my worries now. Who did this?
Ma, look, look.
Edward, what is...
Oh, my.
The tree. The tree. Look at the beautiful decorations.
But how could... How... What did they...
Yes. How?
It is a beautiful tree. Yes, sir.
Those ornaments.
Oh, we haven't used those for years. I don't even know where I keep them anymore.
Can we all agree, then, when we entered this room a moment ago, this tree was completely bare, correct?
It was.
Who asked you? Well, I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
I noticed. It wasn't decorated. Not one bit. Then that door closed, and while our backs were turned...
A beautiful miracle happened. I mean, that's what it must be, Mrs. Tulp. Don't you agree?
I don't know.
I feel like she's here with us again, Ma. Grandma.
I know what you mean, Edward.
Grandma. I feel like it's Christmas with Grandma again.
Yes, darling. I feel it, too.
Oh!
What's wrong, Edward?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
What did you hear, lad?
I heard it again.
What's going on here? I heard nothing.
You couldn't hear it? Like Grandma, but not Grandma.
Edward, what do you mean?
You didn't hear it, Mr. Macri?
I'm sorry, son. I didn't hear anything.
And you, Mr. Thompson?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Jim.
Mr. Eastings?
I don't know, but you're giving me the heebie-jeebies, kid.
Does anyone... Nobody. Nobody at all heard what I heard?
I am sorry, young man. I hear nothing.
Oh, Edward, I think you need to sit down for a moment. All the excitement.
Let there be peace. That's what she said. Yes, that's what she said.
What did you just say?
My God, what did you just say?
Let there be peace. It was a woman's voice. I heard it as clear as day.
It can't be.
How would he? How could he know?
Know what?
My wife.
My mother.
Her last words to us.
When we lost her on Christmas Day.
She always knew. It's just that we forgot.
Let there be peace.
Let there be peace.
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 From this day forward.
Let there be peace. I'd like to turn the microphone over to our own resident poet, Dr. David Linton, so that he may read us a bit of his own holiday-inspired verse.
Holiday Reflections. At the risk of being maudlin, we could all use some hugs and coddling, some ways to keep away the beast that interrupts our season's feast. We need to thank our friends and others for acting like each other's brothers. To turn our backs on dreadful news that brings us nothing but the blues and keeps us mired in the mud with tales of famine, fire, and flood. So many of us deeply care and try to keep ourselves aware of grace and kindness in our lives to make it possible to survive. While faced with unimagined hate that seems to permeate the state, we turn away from nasty acts to simply say, I've got your back. How do we manage to find grace, to elevate the human race? At times of dark and deep despair, when it seems as though there's no one there, we reach out to both friend and stranger, despite placing ourselves in danger of rejection, hurt, and sadness, in search of love, joy, or just some gladness. So in these days of doubt and bleakness, do not feel that love's a weakness. Turn to those who now surround you and simply say, I'm glad I found you.
That was The Foreign Border, the last of our holiday haunts. Mr. Geller was played by Alan LaForest. Pa was played by David Linton. Mrs. Hortense was played by Casey LaForest. Edward was played by Mary Murphy. Macquarie was played by Michael Pate. Thompson was played by James Reeser. Eastings was played by Eric Davy Gislason. And the part of Mrs. Tolp was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Scarlet Ribbons, written by Evelyn Danzig and Jack Siegel, was performed by Nicole Zoraitis, accompanied by Russell Cranes. The poem Holiday Reflections was written and performed by David Linton. The Foreign Border was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Holiday Haunts 2018 was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Russell Cranes. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Luis Paulino. And we had additional support from Heather Donahue. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Ratings and reviews. Yeah, you heard me. If you listen to a lot of podcasts, you hear this come up all the time. I know you can leave ratings and reviews at different places, but the ratings and reviews we receive on iTunes, Apple Podcasts are the ones that truly matter to our advertisers and other folk in a position to help our show go and grow. So help us out. If you've already graced us with a rating and review, we thank you most kindly. Oh, and have you checked us out on Instagram? How about Twitter? Our handle is @FiresideMystery. Why not go ahead and like us on Facebook, too? It's easy to stay up to date with all things FMT. T-shirts, hoodies, mugs, tote bags, stickers. We've even added some new designs. Go to FiresideMysteryTheater.com/merch and check out the new Mind the Shadows merchandise. There's even fun new stuff for our fans longing to take a trip to Sunken Harbor. Sales are coming up all the time, so keep a lookout for those. There are some things you can't get on our merch page. I'm talking now about our official limited edition Fireside Mystery Theater lapel pin. This beauty is available to our Patreon subscribers who become sustaining members at the $10 a month level. We've got all sorts of special perks for our patrons at different sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Sunday, January 27th at 5 p.m. happens to be a very important date. That's when we'll be serving up our first live podcast taping of the new year, Secret Lovers. Ooh la la, we'll be at New York City's fabulous Palace of Variety, the Slipper Room, and we hope you're there too. Tickets on sale at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. This is your own Ali Silva. All of us at Fireside Mystery Theater wish you the very best for this new year. I suppose it's probably time to pack up the decorations and put them in the attic or the basement until next holiday season. But while you're doing so, just remember to mind the shadows.